WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. President Trump calls the Supreme Court decision upholding his travel ban from several mostly Muslim countries a tremendous victory and a moment of profound vindication. The 5-4 decision is the court's first substantive ruling on a Trump administration policy. The president quickly tweeted his reaction, "Wow." Still no sign of the man who stole a single-engine plane from a Middle Township landing strip and landed it illegally on a Coast Guard beach in Cape May. 50-year-old Jimmy Dallin Jr. is a mechanic for Paramount Air Services, a banner plane company that operates up and down the Jersey coast. His stepmother, Barbara Tomolino, and president of the company, says her stepson stole the plane Sunday night. She says Dallin is a student pilot still working on his license. An arrest warrant has been issued for him. The Jersey Department of Education requires school districts to pay a portion of tuition and transportation costs when a student goes to the local VOTEC school in their county. Janet Bamford of the Jersey School Boards Association says this doesn't make sense if state aid to schools remains flat while costs keep rising.
It certainly, I think, will be a consideration that legislators should look at as they look at the school funding formula.
She adds, we need a school funding system that advances educational opportunities for all students. This portion of the news made possible by Dell. Dell small business technology advisors know there's nothing small about your business. They provide a one-on-one partnership and reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors to get business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL. Police are hunting for the driver of a stolen car that hit a 2-year-old girl and her mother's boyfriend as they crossed the street in East Orange Monday afternoon. The suspect also hit a parked car, smashed through a fence, and hit a building before fleeing the scene. The victims are in stable condition. Central Jersey Assemblyman Wayne D'Angelo is fast-tracking a measure to create a Mercer County Regional Water Services Commission that would take control of the troubled Trenton Waterworks.
I'm trying to bring up Trenton Waterworks to the standards that a private sector would have to do, from clean water to notification to safety and security measures.
The water company has been plagued with contamination and miscommunication problems for years, including last winter when the water coming out of the taps of several Mercer County towns was purple. A former clerk with the Passaic County Board of Social Services avoided jail time but will have to pay for the more than $9,000 worth of food stamps she confessed to stealing. 62-year-old Carol Austin admitted to taking the food stamps since she had access to the cards that had been turned in by clients or family members.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.